Plans to open safe consumption sites for drug users in King County may soon be subject to a public vote. Opponents say they've collected enough signatures to get an initiative banning such sites on the ballot. The question is when? Here's KUOW's Kate Walters with more.
Organizers say nearly 70,000 signatures were submitted to the county this week, but they still have to be processed in order for the measure to make it onto the November ballot. And King County officials say that's a tall order in the face of an August 1st deadline.
I mean, it's definitely an incredibly tight timeline.
That's Kendall Hodson, spokeswoman for King County Elections.
So, I don't want to say it's impossible, but this is definitely far less time than we would allow for something like this, especially given that we've got ballots coming in all the time for a pretty important primary election that we're trying to process.
Hodson says the measure would go on the February ballot next year if the signatures are not processed in time for November. Joshua Freed is the head sponsor of the initiative and a Bothell City Council member. He says a delay would be disappointing.
We want to make sure that these government-run injection sites are prevented in King County. So if King County does push this to the February ballot, we want to make sure that they put a hold on any facilities being opened this year, because the people really need to have an opportunity to speak on this issue.
Freed says offering medical supervision for users at safe injection sites will only encourage drug use. A task force has recommended two such sites be opened in King County. Officials say the facilities would help prevent overdoses and save lives. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.